Bible stories. Jonah. Little Daniel. Daddy, will you tell me a Bible story this morning? Yes, I will tell you one about a prophet of God named Jonah. God once desired his servant Jonah to go to a large city, some ways off, and tell people who lived there, and who were very naughty, wicked people, that he should punish them for their sins. Little Daniel. Did Jonah go, Daddy? No, he didn't choose to go. Instead of doing what God had told him to do and setting off at once to the city, he got into a ship that was going across the sea just the other way. This was very wrong and very unwise, for as I have often told you, son, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil, and it is in vain to try to hide ourselves from God. The darkness and the light to him are both alike. Little Daniel. Oh, yes, Daddy. You have often told me that God is in every place, that he sees all we do, knows all we think, and hears all we say. And I am sure that Jonah could no more hide himself from God when he got into the ship than Adam and Eve could hide themselves from him among the trees in the garden after they had eaten the fruit, which they were told not to touch, though you know they tried to do so. What became of this naughty Jonah, Daddy? Well, very soon after he got into the ship, and they had put out to sea, God sent a great storm. The wind blew, and the waves dashed up so high that the vessel was tossed about and almost broken in pieces. The poor sailors were very much afraid. They did not know what to do. They were poor heathens, and knew no better than to say their useless prayers to blocks of wood and stone. But this could do them no good. Their little wooden idols could not hear them. The wind kept on blowing, and the storm beat so loud that at last they threw all their goods into the sea, hoping to make the ship lighter. Little Daniel. But where was Jonah all this time, Daddy? He had gone into the cabin of the ship and was fast asleep. So the captain of the ship went down to him to awake him. When Jonah got up and saw what a great storm there was, he thought that God had sent it on purpose to punish him for being so wicked and not going to the great city, as he had told him to do. He said to the captain that he had better throw him out into the sea, for that he did not believe the storm would be over until they had done so. The captain and the sailors did not like to do this, for they thought that he would be drowned, and they tried hard to bring the ship to land, but they could not. So at last they took Jonah up and threw him down into the water. Little Daniel, was he drowned, Daddy? No, my son. God in his tender mercy was watchful over him. And he bid a great fish to follow the ship, and the fish did so, till Jonah was thrown overboard. And then it took him into its mouth, but it did not eat him. Little Daniel. Oh, dear, Daddy, how very wonderful. I was afraid you were going to say that the fish ate Jonah up. What did he do with him? Well, Jonah was kept alive in the fish for 3 days and three nights. And while he was there, he prayed to God to forgive him for having been so wicked, and begged that he would love him again and keep him alive, that he might serve him better all the days of his life than he had ever done before. God heard his prayer, for our Heavenly Father always hears the prayers of those who cry unto him. Very soon after Jonah had prayed to God, God told the fish to put Jonah out unto the dry land, and it did so. Little Daniel. And did he tell Jonah to go to that great city then, Daddy? Yep, he sure did, my son. And Jonah did not try any more to go away from the presence of the Lord. He set off at once to that city, and when he got there, he went about from street to street preaching to the people and telling them that God would punish them for their sins unless they were sorry, and tried to be better. They were very sorry indeed, and God therefore did not punish them as he meant to do. End of the Bible story.